21st Century Radio is sponsored by Hieronymus & Company. Now more of 21st Century Radio with your host, Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are the fundamental truths upon which our nation was founded, and they are illustrated by the new exhibit at the world-renowned American Visionary Arts Museum on Key Highway in Baltimore. Dare I say it, it's their best ever. Get over there the next free weekend you have and take all of your out-of-town visitors to AVAM to show it off. While there, do me a favor and stop by their incredible gift shop called Sideshow and buy one of my books that are on special sale at Sideshow in honor of their Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness exhibit. Call 443-872-4926. That's 443-872-4926 or on the web at avam.org.
I'm on a mission for the King. He told me to smile, and he told me to sing, and I can't
Welcome back. Hey, you're listening to my favoriteest group in the whole world, Slim and the Supreme Angels. Never got a chance to sing with them, but I sure did love their songs. Everyone is on a mission from the King. Who's the King? Who is the King? What mission is it? Well, that's for you to find out, friends. This is 21st Century Radio. I'm what's left of Dr. Bob Hieronymus in this incarnation, folks. Our executive producer, research assistant, is Laura Cordner, and our engineer is Jake Bryant. And our guest for the next 20-some minutes is Sharon Rose. The DVD we're discussing is Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, a film co-produced with Jay Widener, her husband, of Sacred Mysteries Productions. And you can order the DVD from sacredmysteries.com. You can meet Sharon at a special Baltimore screening of her film this Friday at Your Prescription for Health, and on Friday, November the 27th. Get there by 6:30. Film starts 7:30. Q&A afterwards costs $10. And you can do the same thing Saturday. Maybe you want to go both days. Saturday, November the 28th, 6:30 p.m. Film starts 7:30. And tickets are $10. And Your Prescription for Health is located at 10210 South Dolefield Road in Owings Mills. The Divine Feminine. Let's touch on this before we get to some of these other questions. The Divine Feminine seems to be the key to the future, and I know that there are an awful lot of fundamentalists who are not very happy with this, because I hear from them all the time that there is no such thing as there being any feminine deities, and those people who believe in feminine deities to them, they like to say that that is the devil.
That's ridiculous.
That may be ridiculous, dear, but there may be a good 20-30% of fundamentalists out there who do believe this, and they are growing rapidly. I've been watching them for 44 years. That's why I know. I hear from them all the time. The Divine Feminine. What is the Divine Feminine, dear?
Well, in the Hindu tradition, and actually the same thing in the Hebrew tradition. In the Hindu tradition, Divine Feminine is called, actually it's a force. When creation begins, from the moment that, you know, God speaks the first word, or, you know, Shiva beats his drum, this energy pours forth from the heart of divinity. And it's the animating force in everything and every being, the Shakti of the Hindu tradition, the Shekhinah of the Hebrew tradition. And She is in you, she is in me, she is in every atom. We would not be alive. We are made up of the Divine Feminine. Our bodies are made up. All of this that we see is part of the Divine Feminine. And also, of course, of the Earth itself. You know, she's called, in the Gnostic tradition, we just finished a film called Sophia Returning with the great Gnostic scholar John Lash, where he's talking about, you know, Sophia as this force that came forth from the heart of creation and created us and the world. So that we couldn't be alive without the divine feminine. Now, also in the Hindu tradition and in the Tibetan tradition and many others, that force also takes many symbolic forms. And those are the goddesses. And the goddesses are there as role models for us to find ways to align ourselves with these incredible principles of truth, of generosity, of love, of compassion, of kindness. You know, they are there as role models to give us inspiration to touch that divinity within ourselves. The divine feminine, the great mother. We wouldn't be alive without the great mother.
Does this component of the divine feminine have anything to do with males?
Of course. Of course, we are all made up of the divine feminine,
yes,
male and female.
That's right. It is.
We each have within us. I wrote a book. I did a lot of research into, started with the Hindu tradition and then into the Tibetan and the Egyptian and the Kabbalistic and the Gnostic. I have a book called The Path of the Priestess, a guidebook for awakening the divine feminine that completely speaks to these issues. We all are both male and female. But, you know, the females, if you're in a female body, then I would think you would want to experience, we've been talking about this the whole time, you know, the experience of embodiment. You would want to get the fullness of the feminine experience. That's why you've got a female body.
Well,
and the male would get the fullness of the male experience. But at the same time, we want to find a way to come to balance, because we each have those qualities in us.
Indeed we do. One other thing about Renate, is that how you pronounce her?
Yes, Renate.
Renate. She noted, she asked a question. She had some good questions. People in death camps, why did they go through what they had to go through?
Well, the heavenly social worker or angel told her that actually they had decided to do this to have their karma removed. She said that he said it was like a bonus or something, which is a very hard thing to grasp. Mm-hmm. For me, growing up, you know, I was born in 49. I was born reading all those books about the Holocaust. You know, it was deeply imprinted into me. And, you know, to hear about it now from this perspective after having studied the Eastern traditions, it was quite an awakening to me.
Mm-hmm. She said Hitler, or she was told Hitler was an unfinished human.
Well, that's what I was talking about before.
Yeah,
you know,
unfinished.
What is a real human being? Well, Hitler, you know, seemed like he had some real serious issues.
He sure did. There's a lot of emphasis with some of the people you interviewed about Earth being a kind of a school. I have so many notes here that it's impossible to find everything. I think I know for sure John Holland said, this is the place to do it. This is the school of life. But then others later on, other individual much later in the film says, you know, this is elementary school. That evolution continues beyond this earth, and that there are other realms and domains that we get to experience and get to attain beyond this one, and that this is an elementary school.
Well, the realms beyond this one is a very magical way to deal with it. At the same time, what I feel is really important right now, after working on the 2012 phenomenon, you know, researching that and now looking into death and the afterlife, and also, you know, with the issues that we're facing right now, is that there's many of us, you know, who spent time in all of these traditions, you know, learning how to interact with what we might call the other realities, the luminous realms, the multidimensional aspects of our being. But I think in order to heal ourselves and heal the earth, which is the critical issue of this moment in time, is that all of that knowledge that we're getting from all those realms, it's time to ground it in this realm and to really, you know, move beyond all of the messages, all of the nightmares and the fear that we are facing, and reintegrate into our hearts, into the essential human beings that we are.
Well, Brian Weiss, Brian Weiss went to Hopkins. As a matter of fact, I knew him back in 1967, 68. He reminded me of that one of the last times he was on the show. He was up at a mural that I did called The Apocalypse, and he was one of the few that understood I was not talking about the end of the world. I was talking about basically life is cyclical, and death is not always physical. It has a lot to do with the continuation of consciousness. Of course, the film, of course, touches all of that as well. But Brian Weiss, author of Many Lives, Many Masters, said, in regards to Christianity, that the Romans didn't take reincarnation out until about the 6th century. Of course, he referred to Islam, the Islamic tradition, the Sufi tradition of reincarnation. Mm-hmm. He says it's all in all the religious traditions. Could you explain... discuss the importance of what reincarnation is all about.
Well, that is, as we were talking about, this opportunity to continue to grow. And also, you know, we're told by these traditions that you're going to be meeting, that every being has been your mother, every being you encounter in this life has once been your mother, your father, that it's this endless experience. And that reincarnation is this opportunity, you know, to grow at a really high, and at the same time deep level to the fullness of yourself, not only as a material being, but as a spiritual being.
And, of course, when we get to, we're running out of time. I was afraid of this happening. Greg Braden, author of Divine Matrix, he said, noted that our science has now arrived at the place where we, that the ancient traditions had always begun, where the ancient traditions always began, and that we are all part of a greater existence and that everything else is connected. What could you relate to us concerning the science, as the ages wisdom teachings would teach, and what we're doing in science today to confirm that?
Well, they called it in the ancient tradition sacred science. So all of these new quantum theories, you know, science is not my greatest area. Greg is amazing. Jay is amazing talking about this. But, you know, there are many, many theories now that are coming forth, such as quantum theory, that really are just reflecting the same, you know, maybe in different words, but the same concepts that existed in all of these ancient traditions. Now, maybe this is a function of, you know, the end of time, or, you know, the great party at the end of time that we're having now, or the midst of this transformation where, you know, things are coming. Even in the chaos, they just want to come back to balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if this is Brinkley again. There are so many voices there. But he noted this, and with death, you'll be reunited with all your loved ones. Even those you think you're leaving behind, you would have to wait for them if there was time. But there is not time. When you cross over, everything happens simultaneously. That is an interesting insight.
That's Neil Donald Walsh.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
All yes, right. And you know, he just reflects on the what we've been talking about. Once you're out of this dense 3D material form, you know, there's this unbelievable timelessness that opens up for you, and you see. That you are a great, as Damien says, you're a great and powerful spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose.
How important is service to others?
That is extremely important. I think that's really what, you know, being a human, part of being a real human being is about. Opening your heart, seeing, you know, we have been attenuated to, as we talk about in 2012, the Odyssey, you know, greed and materialism and egotism and, you know, grasping, craving, all of this, but service. I mean, the greatest of beings are ones that have been of service.
Selfless service.
Yes.
Selfless service to others with expecting nothing in return.
Yes.
That's really key, I do believe, for this time period. I think every time period, every cycle of time periods, let's put it that way. And by the way, I didn't have a chance to say anything about the graphics, if you could call them that, in this piece, are just extraordinary.
The B-roll,
in which you have one spiral after another working its magic in one direction.
We wanted it to be more than a Talking Heads film, because mm-hmm. it's about an amazing journey. And so we did, you know, we brought in all of what we call B-roll, which is imagery, beautiful imagery, people, you know, from all around the world, fractals, all of this imagery to give also a visionary sense of this journey.
Well, congratulations for creating another masterpiece and especially assisting our evolution at this time period. And the fact that you're going to be out here in Owings Mills, which is not that far away, is even more extraordinary, I believe. And also the fact that you were born in Pikesville. Your karma, obviously.
Who ever thought that this, you know, Jewish girl from Baltimore would be, you know, learning so much about cultures from around the world. And what's so important to me in all the work I've done is that I always look for what we have in common. What is it as human beings, regardless of culture or race or religion, what is it that unites us?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you might say that is part of the, well, not just part of it, a major part of the Aquarian tradition in the Aquarian age as we're moving into to emphasize the likenesses rather than differences and the fact that we can work together. We are one people on one planet. And eventually we're going to get there. It may take some of us a little bit longer than others.
Well, I think if we had more shows like this one, instead of just fear-mongering, who knows what could happen.
I agree. I just wish that there were other individuals who could afford to have shows like this, because that's the only way this kind of information on the East Coast gets out. Radio stations do generally, AM, FM, do not support these kind of programmings unless they're tied into something else. So we've had to learn time and again. But Baltimore Inspiration Films, I want to make sure that our listeners know this again, a very special premiere, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, the latest masterpiece by Jay and Sharon. Well, I was going to call them Jay and Sharon Rose, but but that's your husband's. But, you know, you're both the same. I mean, you're right. In consciousness, let's put it that way. Friday, November the 27th, 7:30 is the time the film starts. Saturday, November 28th, film starts 7:30. $10 to get in. Your prescription for Health Learning Center at 10210 South Thulfield Road in Owings Mills, Maryland. Thank you ever so much for joining us again, Sharon.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure.
God bless you, dear.
Oh, God bless you. And Goddess bless you. The Divine Feminine bless you.
Yes, indeed. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Now, when we return, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Cordyceps, and a whole bunch of other stuff she has written up there, which is hard to see at this particular point. But let's just say medicinal mushrooms, a true superfood, and ESP induction through the forms of self-hypnosis, an upcoming book with the Earth Pulse Press. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is...
If you're a business owner or executive seeking growth yet determined to cut wasteful costs, consider outsourcing your whole marketing department to The Selling Well. The Selling Well offers businesses truly superior marketing services without all the overhead costs associated with employing a full-time marketing executive. Learn more online at theSellingWell.com. That's theSellingWell.com, named after one of our greatest symbols of prosperity, the well. Visit theSellingWell.com or call The Selling Well's managing partner, Plato Hieronymus, at 443-939-1890. TheSellingWell.com. Researchers at Johns Hopkins are seeking volunteers with a diagnosis of cancer to participate in a scientific study of self-exploration brought about by psilocybin. Psilocybin is a psychoactive substance found naturally in mushrooms, which has been used for centuries as a sacrament for religious and spiritual purposes. Volunteers will be given careful preparation before receiving the psilocybin in a comfortable, supportive setting. Structured guidance both during and after the session will facilitate integration. This study complies with all FDA regulations. Please call 410-550-5990 or visit cancer-insight.org. Confidentiality will be maintained. That's 410-550-5990 or www.cancer-insight.org.
Hi, this is Timothy White, the editor-in-chief of Billboard Magazine, and you are listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Hey, our old dear friend there who's passed on to the spiritual world a few years ago, still hanging out here in our studio. That's right. We have a whole slew of them over here, friends. And you got a whole slew of them surrounding you, but you just don't know it. You can't see them. But they're there. Your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, and your friends and sisters and brothers and all. They're all right there. You never lose them. You just can't see them. Well, our next guest is an old friend of 21st Century Radio. Author and physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller has been a leading authority in the fields of alternative agriculture, herbs, physics, and metaphysics for 40 years. His visionary work with alternative agriculture includes concepts like sustainability, intercropping, and forest farming. In the 1960s, Rick Miller formed protocols for the original Navy SEALs in the fields of parapsychology and paraphysics. He has written several best-selling books, including Modern Alchemist and several others, which we have discussed on previous editions of 21st Century Radio. He's joining us tonight to announce the release of his new book, published with Nick Begich and Earth Pulse Press, called ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis. We will also ask him for an update on his research into cordyceps mushroom, a superfood he manufactures and sells through his Northwest Botanicals company, www.nwbotanicals.org. And which I've been taking every day since I learned about them in 2007. Now, if you are looking for a way to add more oxygen into your system and provide more energy to your day, I highly recommend this product. It certainly got me through repainting an entire mural, repainting an entire car, all within the period of about 4 months with no breaks in between. Well, I could say that's pretty good stuff. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio, Richard Allen Miller.
Hi.
What are you doing there, Richard?
I don't know what to say to something like that. Just hi.
Yeah, okay. Well, friends, as our listeners know, I haven't seen or read your new book, so tonight we are just briefly overviewing it, and you're going to be joining us again in the months to come after I've had a chance to read it. Richard, what would you like to tell us about your new book, ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis?
The model that we developed was for when the SEAL came to a fork in the road, do they go right or left? And they wanted a 10-second protocol that would give them like a 3 sigma error coefficient. That meant there was like a 99.975% probability that the event was correctly chosen. How do you do that? Well, we discovered that there was an altered state of consciousness very near the conscious state of awareness where your ability in guessing increases over 400 times from where you are in normal place. That means that basically you could make decisions by simply going into an altered state and then coming up with an answer and acting on it. it worked.
Is this in any way similar to any other work that was being carried on at Institute of Noetic Sciences or with Robert John out there at Princeton?
Well, the Noetic Sciences, of course, that was started by Dr. Charles Muses is a really incredible organization, but their thrust and direction, I think, was a little different than the original intent. What we were trying to do was give our Navy SEAL an edge over common, normal states of consciousness. And there were a number of different things that we developed, not just, being able to make a right decision with, 99.975% probability. It's almost as if, and that's where we're going to go with my third book, that we're not really actually seeing reality as much as we're creating it.
I see. Have you read Dan Brown's latest book?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, the reason why I'm just referring to it here is that he did bring up one of the things that I enjoyed about his book, dealt with his ideas in making sure that certain information was passed out in regards to Institute of Noetic Sciences and what they were doing there. You know, this is the kind of stuff basically that the media, for some reason, always misinterprets or misquotes or ignores or puts down, one of those things. And that's the reason why...
Well, there's a lot of biblical references to the possibility that this is not something that man wants to be pursuing. Rather than try to say that we're seeing into the future or we're soothsaying into the past, I would rather maybe suggest that what we're doing, that all the different altered states of consciousness that we were given to us for a purpose, and that that purpose is for our evolution of consciousness, and that rather than finding a lot of these states to be taboo, maybe we'd be better suited if we were able to see them more properly as, part of why we were given these altered states. Now, certainly, some places aren't very nice to hang out in. Paranoia and fear, places of doubt, is not a very comfortable place, but it also has its purpose and serves a useful function.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit and repeat. I just want to make sure I understand. How can you induce ESP through self-hypnosis?
I'm going to suggest that ESP, we're always in a state of hypnosis. That's by definition what we wanted to say, the fact that you're listening to my voice over, let's say, the engine of an automobile outside, you exclude many things in your conscious state trying to, focus on a given point of view. Now, what we really want to talk about is the depth of hypnosis, and there is a particular state of consciousness associated with the depth of hypnosis that allows you to make more proper guesses or be more close to reality than, let's say, where you are in a normal state right now. There are many references to that. A lot of the Indian tribes, the Tobiander, the Hopi, used to see dream states being more real, having more content than simply those states of consciousness, which were considered to be more of a dream than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so to go into these states and be able to extract a decision-making, do I go right or left, and then going on that, the big question comes to mind, are we creating that reality or are we seeing it? And I think that the Bible's interpretation was that we, in some cases, wanted to try to control our reality. And in fact, it isn't that we're controlling it or seeing it or seeing into the future, having godlike powers, but really the brain can be seen as a four-dimensional hologram of five space. That means, theoretically, almost any kind of reality is potentially available from a perspective of where you're going to view what's going on from the brain. That means that our current movie that everybody is not very you know, happy with can be actually changed.
Do you, by the way, since I have not read your book, do you give clear exercises as to how to do this in your work?
Oh, yeah. There's the book itself has a number of guided images where they're meant specifically to take you down to that state of consciousness where the best guessing occurs, and then to bring you back up into a state where you can then act on it and do something about it.
Well, I see chapter titles like Brain Patterns and Biofeedback, Dream Studies and Self-Hypnosis, Relaxation and Self-Hypnosis, Remote Viewing and Self-Hypnosis, Belief Systems and Self-Hypnosis. Would you care to elaborate on one of these in our limited time tonight? Because I sure do want to get on to cordyceps mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, no problem. The ability to see and understand these different altered states of consciousness means that you need an understanding of what an altered state is really all about. And that's what we're about right now, trying to define that by biofeedback and other kinds of technologies that are used to measure these various states of consciousness. Biofeedback is good for measuring things like whether or not you're in an alpha state or a beta state or, you know, even a delta state or there's different states of brain states of consciousness that are associated with hypnosis, but they are not totally related, and that's why the guided images are needed to take you into this place where you can at least have some kind of sense of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of images are you talking about?
What do you mean exactly?
You said by
sure.
Using guided images. When you said,
okay, well, when you're in an alpha state, you can't actually see things like chairs and people and faces. What you normally experience when you're in a light alpha state is colors and a streaming unrelated imaging, you know, that you get with phosphenes or when you push your eyes, push your fingers against your eyes and you have all these light colors that come out of your eyes. That state is quite different in terms of the way the brain is processing, the way the brain is accessing memory. And it's believed that these different states, there is associated with them different places that you can do things that you cannot do where you are in this state. That's what the whole thing was about, is to be able to go do something that you can't do in a normal state of consciousness. That's what altered states are really all about. The government was doing studies back in the early 70s. They knew that certain mind alterants, like ketamine and telepathine or BZ, would cause, if a veteran were on it, it caused the changes of everyone around them, their reality change. How does that work? Nobody understood that it wasn't a contact high. There was something else going on that was very, very important. And we still have not yet actually gotten into detailed answers yet, but we're now getting closer and closer with the study of altered states of consciousness.
Well, we're going to take our our final break of tonight's show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that really made a hell of a difference in my life when I had enormous pressure to complete almost impossible things in an impossible time period. And my dear friend, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, introduced me to it. And, of course, it allowed me to work 18 to 22 hours a day, every day for many months. And we'll be back with our guest, Richard Allen Miller, and we're going to be talking about cordyceps. When we come back, medicinal mushrooms, a true superfood, and ESP induction. We've talked a little bit about already. And let's see, you can order, I'll tell you where to order cordyceps first, because you're going to need this information later on, from Northwest Botanicals at nwbotanicals.org. You can pre-order his book on ESP induction through forms of self-hypnosis by calling Earth Pulse Press at 907-249-91111, 907-249-91111. Did I get enough ones there?
Yo,
680 WCBM.
Next week on 21st Century Radio, my beloved Zahara joins me this week on 21st Century Radio for our smorgasbord of news stories for those of us seeking to unravel the fundamental mysteries of life. Sunday night at 8, 21st Century Radio, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lounging here at the 21st Century Radio bar, grill, TV service, and hot dog stand. Yes, indeed. Let's take a look inside the prize library this hour. There it is. It's the book, The Modern Alchemist, A Guide to Personal Transformation by our guest, Dr. Richard Miller and Iona Miller. Oak Publishing. Go to his website. Excuse me. It's not his website. Check this out, nwbotanicals.org, which is indeed his website, right? Right, okay. Here's the question. First correct caller, because you got to be correct. Just can't call, right? All right, to win that plus a whole lot more, like a half a dozen other books and periodicals, actually more than that, here's the question. Who was our final guest on 21st Century Radio last week? All you got to do is tell us who was our final guest. 21st Century Radio last week, and if you can do it accurately, you're going to be our winner, but you still have that hurdle of qualifying, and we know how you can do that, but here's what my inner voice tells you. If you know the answer to this hour's quiz question on 21st Century Radio, and you have not won from us in the last 60 days, call in now. 410-922-6680, that's 410-WCBM-680. First with the right answer wins. Prizes are available for you to pick up at the WCBM studios in Pikesville after Friday of this week. Winners have 60 days to pick up the prizes and must wait 60 days before winning another prize from 21st Century Radio. Good luck.
This is Ed Storms. I'm a researcher in cold fusion, and I'm participating in an interview with 21st Century Radio and Bob Hieronymus.
Hey, that's Dr. Edmund Storms. Great soul. We played volleyball together and I beat him 12 to nothing. Indeed, that was really something. He's pretty big. I'm about 3'6", so, you know, that was pretty tough. And our guest, our final guest of this hour, is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And he has a new book. I haven't read it yet, so that's why he's going to be rejoining us in the months to come, called ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis, and you can call them, it's published by Earth Pulse Press, but you can call them at 907-249-9111, and you can also, do you think, can they order your book from northwestbotanicals.org?
We have a website, part of the website. If you just go under books, it'll have a list of all the different books I've written, and hopefully, as I'm increasing, I've just switched over to Joomla, so I'm planning to have a number of other books, details. You know, like some of my books have gone through a number of different reprintings, and some of them are really interesting. You know, the Magical and Ritual Use of Herbs now has sold 197,000 copies.
Good Lord, and it couldn't come at a better time.
I know, it surprises me, too.
Yeah, it couldn't come at a better time, especially during this time period of our the health conditions in this country. Before we run out of time, please tell our listeners about the cordyceps mushroom and how your company, Northwest Botanicals, packages them for optimal consumption and what health effects they will notice when they start taking them regularly.
I was very lucky. My partner, Swan Gardner in Canada, he's been my partner now maybe 37 years, has ownership and is good friends with John Holliday. So we were given the distributorships for Canada. We have Canadian distribution. So if you were to go to alohamedicinals.ca for Canada, we have a number of sales that are currently ongoing that might be of use and of interest to people. You know, you can, like the cordyceps. Now, the cordyceps sinensis, this year, the company has increased their productions to such an extent, they're now producing in excess of 200,000 kilograms per month. That's unbelievable production. The hybrid form is like basically 5.4 times stronger than the forms that are normally either grown or cultivated by other people or even picked wildcrafted, and we're at the same price. Now, what that mushroom is about is polysaccharides. The polysaccharide is a huge, long sugar molecule with more than 100 oxygen molecules in it. And as the sugar molecule is broken down, the oxygen is released on a cellular level, and you simply can't get enough oxygen in your blood or on a cellular level like that. It's just probably got to be one of the best foods ever developed for men. It not only gets rid of cancer, because, of course, cancers can't exist in an oxygen-rich environment, it regulates blood sugars. It allows a number of different kinds of functions to happen that would not normally otherwise happen with the way the body is and the way the lungs are inefficient in terms of getting oxygen into the body on a cellular level.
So it obviously enhances physical stamina?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the Russians used. They used the Cordyceps sinensis as a way to win all their Olympic gold medals. And, of course, when they were tested for the drug, it was approved that it was basically a food and gave them extra benefits of being able to run faster, run longer, run harder, and maybe run just a little bit better than they might otherwise.
That's very interesting, because I remember that time period when there was such great controversy. It was either in the late 80s or the early 90s. I'm trying to remember. It may have been that the Olympics of 1986, when they were clubbing us pretty badly. And I do recall some of our medical physicians saying that they were cheating because of something or other, which, of course, I don't think they were at that time. But is that the time period we're talking about?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, during the Olympics, during 1986, when...
No, this was the most recent Olympic Games.
Oh, the more recent.
They used the Cordyceps sinensis in what they called Performax. Basically, they took all the different forms of Cordyceps militans. You know, there are maybe five different species in that genus, and they combined them into a food rather than doing what normally crows do, like with honey, that kind of thing, trying to enhance their performance during their competition. And it worked. It worked so well that now many of the various horse breeders are using it for their thoroughbreds to break records and to do things that weren't normally otherwise able to be done that way. They're using them in dogs. We have another website called dogcancer.ca, which is specifically for animals. You know, if you're going to try to make the human healthy, you might as well also try to do the same thing for an animal.
Sure.
And that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have another product that we're now starting to develop where the for racetrack horses and breeders to get where we take oats and we inoculate the oat with the mushroom so that when they're eating the oat, they're getting the mushroom as part of their diet.
It works pretty good. Yeah, I'll imagine it does. But there's a whole list of things here, the specific ailments. Does it assist in the area of problems with AIDS and HIV?
Well, there's clinical studies that are now showing that as an adjunct therapy, it can't hurt you at all.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing it can do is make things even better. Currently, the local domiciliaries here in the area are using it for hepatitis C. After 6 weeks of use, they're finding that there's no presence in most people's blood that would have otherwise have hep C or something.
I see. Well, let me read this list real quickly so our listeners know this is an extraordinary thing here. Improves respiratory function, increases oxygen absorption, improves heart function, my God, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improves liver function, improves kidney disease, reduces tumor size, assists symptoms of aging, protects against free radical damage, helps discomfort from tired legs. I guess that has something to do with horses, huh? Is that
Improves
sexual function, enhances immunity and T cell function, reverses HIV. That's a quite extraordinary list there. That's one of the reasons why I thought it was really important. You know, when I was going through this experience, what was it? 2007. I think it was 2007 when you introduced this to me. As you may remember, I was quite exhausted already because there were a number of other things that I was working on. But this, I felt almost immediately a change that over a period of time seemed to improve. The changes kept coming from this damn sort. And I was pretty surprised that I was able, being 65 or 63 years old, to be able to outwork. Literally, I was working with other artists under me that were in the areas of 20s, 30s, and maybe one or two close to 40, and found that I could literally outwork just about anybody at that time. But you kind of expected that's what was going to happen, didn't you?
Well, yeah, the mushroom is a miracle thing. It actually gives you I don't get sick anymore. I take quite a bit. It takes a while to build up. And that's the basic problem with it. A lot of people they think that if a little is good, a lot is better. And that's not necessarily true until the body can build up some kind of an immunity to being able to generate those proteins necessary to tear down the mushroom. And so what happens next is if you take too much of them, a lot of people might experience something like lower bowel problems or something mm-hmm. related.
Well, I had that.
And, yeah, go ahead.
No, I had that problem in the beginning, but that worked itself out faster.
Well, basically, what you can do, when Duncan, there's a really good article in Nexus Magazine, not in the last issue of Nexus Magazine, and it's also online for download, on cordyceps as a true superfood. It basically gives the clinical studies and some of the other things that were developed around that to make this food so special like it is. But what I was going to say is that there are ways that this mushroom is, like, for example, Asia right now, Coca-Cola Asia is using this cordyceps as a way to give you energy and speed over what they used to use, which was caffeine. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola West here in North America does not do that yet because the market knowledge of this mushroom is fairly limited. People don't really know much about it here. Whereas in Asia, the mushroom's been used for, maybe more than 200 years. It's everybody really quite familiar with it.
We have about 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave our listeners with before you can join us again in the months to come?
Well, yeah, what I'm planning to do this next year is offer a series of workshops around the ESP where I can take you into guided imageries and show you how to do this for yourself. Now, the second book, which is due out in February, I'm shooting for February right now, is called Power Tools for the 21st Century. This is part of a three-book series that Nick Begich is putting together on the evolution toward the evolution of consciousness. Basically, the third book is titled The Non-Local Mind in a Holographic Universe. I'm basically going to show you how the body basically is like a battery where water and photons hitting water cause the concepts of cold fusion in the body and how there are possible series of different kinds of things that you might want to consider doing and that were used.
We are out of time right now, Richard, and obviously we're looking forward to your joining us again so we can check into those matters. See you next week on 21st Century Radio with Zahara.